broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Churchers Valley High School. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents a Fort Cherry girls-boys playoff doubleheader. Coming up later tonight, it's the Rangers against the top-seeded Quips of Aliquippa in the 2A boys semifinals. But up first, the Fort Cherry girls take on the Bears of Winchester Thurston. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is alongside with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Brandon Bennett, Noah Tennant on camera. Jacob Knishner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Both of our girls' teams come into tonight's game struggling. Fort Cherry, having lost three of four since clinching a share of the Section 2 championship. Winchester Thurston's only in the only win in the last five games was a playoff opener at Wash High, and that clinched a state playoff berth. Tonight, these two will decide which state playoff road they'll start on. The winner stays in the traditional Western bracket, comprised of teams from Districts 5, 6, 9, 10, and the WPIAL. The loser, on the other hand, it's frequent flyer miles. They'll start off playing at the District 6 champion, and if successful there, could face teams from as far away as the northeast corner of the state of Pennsylvania. Yeehaw! Tonight's game brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. By RJ Diaz, your safe money guy in Bridgeville, Burgettstown, and Washington. By Kramer's Greenhouse, Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, born in Fort Cherry and brewing in Burgettstown. And CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. We'll take a look at the other playoff games on the WPIL schedule tonight, both boys and girls, when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Now in Washington County, we are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Four classifications have semifinals tonight. Mentioned the Fort Cherry Aliquippa game coming up here at Churchers Valley and on the WJPA Sports Network. That's coming your way in a bit. The other semifinal in 2A boys is set to tip off at the top of this hour, Greensburg Central Catholic and Northgate. 6A boys tonight, a solo game, number one Mount Lebanon and Baldwin playing at Bethel Park at 7. At 8 o'clock, it's number two Central Catholic and number three, Upper St. Clair. On the girls' side, both the 4A semifinals tip at 6. Number one, Blackhawk. Number five, Laurel Highlands. That game at Peters Township. Number two, North Catholic. Number three, Elizabeth Forward are playing tonight at Fox Chapel. And the 5A girls' semis are both at 8 o'clock. Number one, Oakland Catholic. Number five, Armstrong at Fox Chapel. Number two, McKeesport. Number six, South Fayette as the nightcap of the doubleheader at Peters Township. A number of state qualifier games determining order and a handful of them determining in or out. Let's run those down for you. 3A girls, third place game tonight in Neshannock at Beaver Falls. The fifth place matchup has Seton LaSalle at Keystone Oaks. And the seventh place game in 3A girls, losers out, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart playing at South Park. 2A girls, third place game has Southside at Aliquippa. Fifth place matchup Clairton at Rochester, and we've got the seventh place, though all eight teams in 2A girls still playing will go on to the state tournament. On the boys' side, 4A third place game has Avonworth at Uniontown, the fifth place matchup, South Allegheny at North Catholic, and a win and go on, lose and you're out, seventh place game in 4A boys. Knock is playing at Montour, so the three seed Montour Spartans battling to get to the states. And in 1A boys, Union at Rochester for third. Fifth place game has Carleton at Manesson. The loser of that game is eliminated tonight. Take a look at the starting lineups in our matchup, Winchester, Thurston, and Fort Cherry when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. 412-569-4000.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making Dream Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
One of the big questions coming into tonight's game, the health of Olivia Kemp, who did not play in Fort Cherry's first-round consolation game, injured in the game against Southside area. Clarence Edwards saying she's a go. And so the Rangers are ecstatic about that news. I lost my banner already.
Oh, you did. That's not a good sign.
Tom Drakeley is with me. Coach, we seem to be together every night now for about a month.
Well, it's been a busy schedule, but tonight's game, you know, it's a play-in game, it's a difficult game. You just don't know what team will show up. But I know this much. If Fort Cherry can bottle what they did in the last quarter of their previous loss, the way they came back, and they can start a little bit stronger today, they'll be right in this thing. And I think it's really important that they can get a W here this evening so that they go into the state tournament on a winning note. You hate to go in losing three in a row here. You want to make sure you keep things in the right direction. So real good news on the fact that Olivia Kemp's going to play tonight. Rainey Staub didn't get involved until that fourth quarter, and she put a show on, but like to see her get involved on the offensive end. They'll play aggressively. Let's hope they keep key players in the ballgame tonight.
Somebody's going into the state playoffs on a three-game losing streak. Fort Cherry's 1-3 at the moment. Their only win since the victory at Stow Rocks wrapped up the share of the section championship was against Best Center in the opening round of the playoffs. Lost a regular season finale against Southside. Lost to the Rams then in the quarterfinals of the playoffs, and then lost to Rochester by 31 in the first consolation round. Winchester Thurston, they're 1-5 in their last six, but almost 500 in their last 10 ball games, 11 ball games, 5-6 since the 20th of January. Started 3-2, then lost won 3 of 9, 4-1. In late January and early February, but just 1-5 since. Losses to Sarah Catholic, Greensburg Central Catholic, and Clairton. Oh, by the way, those are the three teams ahead of Winchester Thurston. Bears 6-6 in the league. They lost everybody above them and beat everybody below them. That's how you get in the playoffs.
Exactly. And they play a strong schedule, Bob, so you don't want to take a look at their overall record and assume that it's an easy win for you. That's not the case.
Well, you'll remember what I said when those brackets came out, and it was announced that Winchester, Thurston, and that seed was going to be playing at Wash High, 11 seed. I said, don't ever put a double-digit number in seeding in front of Winchester Thurston and think that's going to be accurate, because
no,
it's not.
They came out and did a number on the Washington Little Prexy. So, you know, they can play. I mean, the record's deceiving. Fort Cherry's going to have to bring its A game here this evening, and let's hope they have done that. They're also going to benefit from a late-arriving crowd to see the boys play after them, and maybe that'll provide some incentive for them as well.
Fort Cherry comes in with an outstanding 18-7 record, but 9-1 in the section, co-champions with Bergenstown. And I mentioned Winchester Thurston at 6-6 in the Section 3 and 11-14 overall. They started the year off losing to St. Joseph. Oh, by the way, St. Joe's is in the 1A championship game. So it's not like even when they play down, they're not playing chumps.
That's exactly right.
And games in section against Greensburg Central Catholic, Sarah, and Clairton. Sarah, the runner-up in the league, the last time the two met, Sarah, a one-point win over Winchester Thurston, had blown out the Bears earlier in the year. We'll get the starting lineups and tip off tonight's game. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Bergenstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Winchester Thurston, the visiting team on the scoreboard. Starters will be junior Gianna Miller Ivanich, freshman number 20 Jasmine Hollins, freshman number 21 Aaliyah Cooper, sophomore number 24 Deshae Cochran, and a freshman number 12 Alexis Banza. Nika Williams is the head coach, but Nika not here tonight with Winchester Thurston. Brandy Harris acting head coach tonight for the Bears, wearing their royal purple uniforms with the white numbers. For the Fort Cherry Rangers in the home whites with the cardinal red numbers, starting will be 5'3 senior Ava Menzies, 5'9 junior Katie Blickendurfer, 5'8 junior mentioned earlier Olivia Kemp, 5'9 sophomore Bella Bianchini, and a 5'9 senior Rainey Staub. Clarence Edwards, the head coach for the Fort Cherry Rangers. Nice crowd over on the Fort Cherry side.
Real nice crowd, Bob, and they're going to get a bigger crowd even as they get along here in the evening.
And here in front of us, it'll get a little louder as well.
Oh, no question.
The Aliquippa fans are going to be seated on this side, so it'll be a little louder here right below us.
Well, it would be nice to see the Rangers, the girls, get off to a good start, get a win here tonight, and get their boys' team thinking about the same goal. Should be some fun games here this evening, Bob.
Shatiah White is the referee. Milt Constantine and Dave Japp are the umpires. the Bears second to break the huddle. And, boy, not only is Olivia Kemp starting, but right into the center circle. So going to jump there. Everybody making sure they get the jerseys tucked in shorts.
Got to get those jerseys working. Quiet. It's too quiet. Let's get this thing rolling.
Opening tip is controlled by Winchester Thurston. Ball on the near side. Cooper on the dribble drive, cut off and throws one up that goes clear to the far corner. Saved there by Miller of Onich. Dribble penetration, a lot of body contact. Play on is the call. And falling down with the dribble is going to be a travel on the Rangers as Kemp bit the dust.
Yeah, she hit the ground hard. Fortunately, got right back up. No damage done.
Inbound feed into the corner to Hollins. Well, we've seen a couple of shots go up, not even close. Three ball, Cochran short. Rebound comes to the free throw line. Trying to push the issue is Staub. Lob it ahead. Menzies get it into the side of the lane. A shot high off the glass, but a foul caused part of that. And Blickendurfer going to go to the line to shoot a couple. This one appears to be Aaliyah Cooper. Two foul shots coming for Blickendurfer, the 5'9 junior. Set shot action, pulls it up short. About 30 seconds in. Rangers are making a change on the lane. Well, as long as the shooter doesn't have the ball, you can do that. Hopefully the lead official who's about to throw it recognizes that you're looking at that. Shot no good. Rebound to the corner. Menzies pass out. Staub three-pointer.
Well, I said she needed to get off to a fast start, and she already has, hitting that three in the corner.
Ball knocked loose. Falling down is Cochran. The Rangers come out with it. Staub ahead to Menzies. Pressure all over her. Give it back to Staub on the wing. Kemp at the top of the key. Staub will back up to the midcourt circle. 3-0 Rangers. Staub, open three-pointer. Short air ball out of bounds.
Well, it's the identical spot. She had just hit the first one. This time she was contested a little bit, Bob. Not an easy look.
And now the Rangers will pressure. Jasmine Hollins trying to clear everybody out. She's in trouble. Able to get the ball loose. Staub almost took it away from Cochran. And Cochran beats the 10-second count. Menzies trail defense. The back check knocks the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, I like the move to go to full court pressure by the Rangers here. Put a little heat on them. Make them uncomfortable early.
Both teams are going to press. Inbound side of the lane to Hollins. Wanted to take it in. Lost the handle. Got it back. Shot goes in and out. Kemp with the rebound. Able to dribble away from Hollins. Quickly up ahead. Pass too tall for Blickendurfer, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, just not a good pass that time. Would have been a difficult connection.
Now designated spot throw in. That means Cochran can't move. Passed it in to Hollins and then took it back, but a steal. Layup coming for the Rangers, and Staub missed it after the steal by Bianchini. Hollins, long pass, fumbled out of bounds, near side.
Boy, Rainey Staub had just a point blank, nobody on her layup. And as she went up for the shot, Bob, she kind of looked back, took her eyes off the rim. That's one thing you can't do, eyes on that rim.
Bianchini sets up an overload this way. Kemp's bounce pass knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Bears. Gianna Miller-Ivanich. Staub will key it in.
I think if Kemp takes one more dribble, she gets a layup.
Bianchini, crossover. Gets a screen down low. Goes strong to the hoop, but too strong on the shot. And now she's going to be guilty of a foul trying to take the ball back from Miller-Ivanich. Foul on Bella Bianchini is her first, team's first as well. Inbound feed for Deshae Cochran. Hollins will take the pass. 2-on-1 now in the paint. Shy high off the window. Shot is good for Bansa. 3-2 Fort Cherry by a single point. Staub into the paint. Ball knocked loose. Kemp tried to save it. And now Kemp going to get called for a foul late to the party.
Well, she saved what certainly would have been a breakaway layup. So not a bad foul there, Bob.
Her first, team second. 5:40 to play opening quarter. It is 3-2 Fort Cherry. one bucket apiece. Pass gets to the high post. Muscling her way into the paint is Cochran. Got it back and scored. Lost the handle and then got it back to Shea Cochran.
Well, you can already see the physical style that Winchester Thurston will play. I mean, they're aggressive.
Bianchini tried to dribble through a double team. Ball knocked loose. Bears end up with it. It's Hollins. Midcourt area. Looks underneath. Wide open is Aaliyah Cooper for two.
Yeah, that was too easy. There was a missed assignment defensively there. And after the quick start, they're outscored 6-0 here by Winchester Thurston.
Lob, side of the lane, too tall for Blickenderfer from Menzies.
Oh.
An interesting defense of the ball there by Bantz.
I saw that.
Stick a knee out. Pass.
Nice.
Nice back check by Rainey Staub to steal the pass to the wing. Up ahead to Bianchini. She fumbles it. Going to get to her knees. Fight for the held ball. And, boy, you get the girls' basketball tie-up whistle.
Yeah, I'll never understand quite what that means, but you keep telling me. You're educating me. But
well, you see it right there.
I know.
The ball was not tied up, but the whistle blows.
They blow it quickly.
Inbound to Staub. Tried to dribble her way into the paint. Menzies takes a feed. Puts the jumper up. That won't go. Rebound battled for and another held ball. Winchester Thurston will inbound now. Bears up 6-3. Steal by Staub. Saves it over in front of the Fort Cherry bench. Forced to the baseline and dribbles it there.
Yeah, there was nowhere to go for her. She could have pulled. Should have pulled that basketball back out front, maintaining possession.
Timeout Fort Cherry. 4:23 to play opening quarter. Winchester Thurston 6, Fort Cherry 3. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This game and the broadcast rights to it, the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL, is broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any other use, rebroadcast, or distribution of the game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio, strictly prohibited. Announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Aaliyah Cooper working out of the backcourt with Cochran. Cooper dribbling it ahead, feed into the corner, cross court. Hollins catches it, puts a runner up. That won't go. Rebound inside. Put back, lays on the rim, and it drops home for Deshae Cochran. Check that. Alexis Bansa gets credit for the basket. 8-point run now for the Bears. Kemp feed it across. Blickenderfer, and it's going to be a blocking foul as Kemp tried to force her way through a double team. This is going to be Aaliyah Cooper. She has both Winchester Thurston fouls. 3:55 to play. Jessica Kaufman checks in.
Blickenderfer had a wide open layup. She passed out of that trap. Had they not called that foul?
Bianchini, three ball rattles home.
Off the slide, two threes. The offense so far for the Rangers. They take a lot of them, Bob, so they got to knock a few in.
Pass intended for Bansa, off her hands, too tall underneath. Good recovery there by Ava Menzies to get there to keep her from getting a free shot if she caught the pass, which she did not. 3:35 remaining, first quarter, 8-6. Bears in the lead, Staub, Kemp, Menzies in the corner. Kemp kick it across near side, Bianchini. We're at the Staub, now Menzies open in the corner. Got away with a foot shovel, little floater, it's an air ball. Caught at the baseline by Bansa.
Needed one more dribble on that. She had made a nice move initially.
Hollins pass across to Kaufman. Take it back. Cochran inside Bansa. Well defended. Three ball. Won't go. Rebound battle for inside. Kemp trying to get the loose ball and will. After the miss by Kaufman. Kemp on the dribble. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for it. And the Rangers are going to keep it. Cross court. Bianchini catch. Deal to the corner. Menzies around the Staub, put it on the deck. Kick it out. Kemp catches and heading toward the hoop, ran into her own player. That won't go on the shot, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by Blickendurfer, though she probably took a bump in the back, and that caused her to knock it out of bounds. 8-6, Winchester Thurston. Boy, that inbound play, Cochran did not get her second foot down before taking the pass back, and now Cochran took a finger in the face. Held ball, possession arrow, wrestling match between the 20s. Hollins and Bianchini. Poor Cherry's going to get the ball.
Yeah, Cochran did get one right in the eye. I think she's okay, but she was certainly hit with a finger.
Rangers across the line. Bianchini out of control, lost the handle on the dribble. Hollins coming back one on three, and Hollins goes coast to coast.
Wow. I don't know how she made that shot. The defenders were right there. Put it up softly off the glass, Bob.
Three players got to stop her, though.
Yeah, you got to stop the dribbler. Can't let him go coast to coast.
Stop.
It's too easy.
Deals right side to Kemp to the high post. Splits the double team. Feed it to Blickendurfer. Her shot's blocked, and a foul going to be called on Alexis Banza.
Blickendurfer tried to shoot it, then found herself on the ground.
She's going back to the line. Missed both free throws she took earlier in the quarter. Score is 10-6. Winchester Thurston up with 2:05 to play in the first. Both Kemp and Staub going to go get some instruction from the Fort Cherry bench. Jesse Merkel with the dry erase board there.
Yeah, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good.
Blickendurfer's free throw.
Good.
Looked
short, a little more comfortable on that one, Bob.
Short on each of the first two that she took. Hit that one right on the money. Second shot this time is too strong, but Bianchini rebounds. Blickendurfer at the lane, score it.
Nice. Good job, good job by Blickendurfer that time.
Cochran, Banza, feed it back. Hollins, three ball, well short, rebound Bianchini at the free throw line. Hassled from behind, try to deal it ahead, and it's stolen by Cochran. Hollins across the timeline, take it into the paint, her floater off the iron twice. Battle for this rebound, Staub, Hollins, and now a foul going to be called. Not a lot of indication which way we're going here. And it is going to be, it looks like it's going to be Banza.
Bears foul number 12, Alexis Banza.
That's her second. Team's fourth in the quarter.
I had no idea who that foul was on.
There's not a lot of indication.
I mean, she raised her fist to indicate foul, but didn't tell us anything.
Fort Cherry ball down a point. 1:30 remaining opening quarter. Staub brings it up the floor. Tried to force a pass inside. Deflected by Cochran. Give it to Bianchini. She almost lost the handle. Menzies hands it right back. Top of the key. Kemp, right side. Staub open. Three-pointer for the lead. Splashes home. Staub, second tray. Fort Cherry up 12-10. Cochran, long bounce pass. Gets through to Riley Tardy. Ball around the perimeter. Hollins. Far side, Cochran with a ball fake. Back up top to Hollins. Cochran on the left wing to the corner. Goes to Kaufman. Dribble drive by Hollins. Floater short. Rebound gets it herself. Goes back up. Puts that one in. Ties the game.
Got to block the shooter out.
Down the near side, Olivia Kemp for the lay-in. Took a little bump. Play on the call.
Strong drive by Kemp that time.
14-12, Fort Cherry by a deuce. First points for Olivia Kemp. Nearly a steal, but Staub late to get there. Cochran dribble drive, missed the lay-in. Rebound comes up the lane. Bianchini covers it over, and she is wrestled by Riley Tardy to get the tie-up. Winchester Thurston ball with 19 seconds remaining.
Yeah, Riley Tardy came over the back and then grabbed the basketball.
Yeah.
But no call.
The Bianchini was laying on her side on the floor, so she could reach over. Cochran's drive, offensive foul called.
Yeah, good call there.
Deshae Cochran guilty of the foul. That's five. And so the Bears waste the possession arrow from the tie-up.
Bian Keeney took the worst of that foul, let me tell you.
Well, she got flopped around there by Tardy on that tie-up and then took the charge. Hand off to Kemp. 7 seconds to play. Cochran turns Kemp around. Give it off to Bian Keeney. Try to force a ball inside. It's kicked. 6/10 of a second. You can catch and shoot.
It's going to have to be quick.
Lob up top. Menzies catch. Shoot for three. Short. End of the quarter. Rangers 14, Bears 12 after one. Second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. 412-569-4000.
Possession arrow will give the ball to Fort Cherry to start the second quarter. You go back to at about 20 seconds to play in the quarter. The Bears get the ball and then turn it over on a charge.
Yeah, that was a bad decision. But Fort Cherry has done two things, Bob, that I think really has helped them in this. And number one, they started quickly. Number two, they got Rainey Staub involved early.
Gave up an 8-point run, but answered that with points in 9 of 11. 9 of the next 11 points were for Jerry's.
Yeah, they've done a nice job offensively, moving the ball side to side. I like that.
Bian Keeney, entry to Staub, went right through her feet.
Got to catch it.
Cochran dribbling up the near side. Bian Keeney knocks it out of bounds at midcourt, so the Rangers waste the possession arrow throw in. Don't even get a shot.
Yeah, empty possessions always come back to haunt you.
Jasmine Hollins deals far side in the corner. Miller Ivanich to the circle. The ball goes to Tardy. Down the lane went Kaufman. Feed to the baseline. That shot won't go. And grabbing a rebound is Kaylee Weinbrenner. Checked in to start this quarter. Menzies give it off to Kemp. Got an opening. Take it. Feed it across. High off the glass. Weinbrenner scores. Great feed by Kemp.
Well, she needs to go shake Kemp's hand because that was an outstanding pass.
And now a foul by Weinbrenner trying to cut off Cochran at midcourt.
Good court vision on that last possession, Bob. Olivia Kemp, really good.
Weinbrenner gets the deuce and then picks up a foul. Inbound to Hollins. Out on the left perimeter, Cochran. Now Kaufman, top of the key. One dribble, deal it off. Side of the lane, get the ball inside to Tardy. Shot too strong. Rebound, Bian Keeney dribbles out of traffic. Try to push the issue. Deal it right side to Kemp. Back, Staub. Long three-pointer. Good.
Ooh, she's heated up.
And a timeout for Winchester Thurston. 19-12 for Cherry on a roll. 7 points straight for the Rangers. Timeout, Winchester Thurston. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Fort Cherry Rangers with four trays here in the early going.
They shoot a lot of them, Bob, so you got to make some.
Cochran, Hollins, ahead quickly to Cooper, to the baseline, air ball, grabbed on the far side by Tardy, feed it out to Hollins, a floater up and in.
Yeah, nice runner that time by Hollins.
After the timeout, the Bears get on the board to snap that run. Staub cutting to the basket, pass tipped away in front of her by Deshae Cochran.
Good look, though. I'll tell you what, I like that back cut. Just a little late on the pass. If they would have led her a little bit further, she'd have had a layup.
Kemp to Key, the inbound. Side of the lane, offensive end. Weinbrenner trying to cut in. Ball thrown. Tipped off the hand of Staub into backcourt. It's not a backcourt violation. Ball was never possessed on the front side. Dribble trying to split a double team. Loose ball. Can't get up, though. And now a timeout for Fort Cherry. Boy, been a rough day for Bella Bianchini already. Twice on the floor, got rolled around with the ball, and then got run over on the charge.
And then here, it looked like she got body slammed.
The Rangers will use their second timeout. You do not want to have to do that, but they use it to keep the possession. 19-14 Fort Cherry.
Five-point lead. Possessions are always good. Get some good quality shots up. Keep this thing going in the right direction. Bianchini's going to need a few ice baths here before this game's over. She has hit the floor hard.
The Rangers will inbound right at the scorer's table with 6:04 remaining. Inbounded into backcourt. It'll be Bianchini. She's picked up by Jasmine Hollins when she crosses over. Take it into the paint. Menzies catch, shoot, three ball won't go. Kemp grabs the rebound in front of the free throw line. Just tough interior pass. And good job by Hollins, or rather Retardi, to not allow a tie-up. Miller Ivanich, get it ahead. Hollins scores.
Jasmine Hollins has made three runners in a row. Shoots that little runner with that leg up.
8 points in the game for Hollins. Half of the Bears' points. Staub on the dribble against Collins. Get it out to Weinbrenner, and she'll take it out. Reset. Kemp, side of the lane. Low block. Take it in. She's fouled and will shoot two.
Good move by Kemp to force the drive.
This foul on Aaliyah Cooper. It's her third. And that's going to bring Jessica Kaufman to the scorer's table to check in after this first foul shot. Olivia Kemp at the line. Too strong, no good. Rangers, I have 1 for 5 at the free throw line. Kaufman in, and Cooper will sit with three fouls. Kemp's second effort at the stripe is perfect.
Now that looked much better.
Kemp with 3 points in the game. Rangers get 1 of 2. Cross-court pass, three ball off the rim, hits the top of the backboard. Play on. Weinbrenner, Staub, Menzies. Menzies' floater won't go, and Staub knocks the rebound toward the baseline where Deshae Cochran's coming back in from out of bounds and in the air, and it hit her. You are where your feet last were, and hers were out of bounds.
Yes, so Fort Cherry maintains possession.
Staub, deal to Kemp in the corner. Kemp will feed it back out. Staub looked at a three, didn't take it. Menzies, Kemp. Kemp. Feed it across. Nice save by Bianchini. A little trouble on this possession on ball handling, but Rangers get it to Bianchini down the lane. Scoop won't go. Weinbrenner tips it, tried to save it, and steps out of bounds.
It was a nice bounce pass that time by Staub, but Bianchini just had too much momentum. Couldn't get her feet under her.
Hollins feeds it back to Cochran. She'll lob it back across. Hollins crossover. That runner in the paint. This one won't go. Rebound tipped by Kemp, then knocked out of bounds by Hollins.
Yeah, I'm going to say this right now. This Winchester Thurston team, very aggressive on defense and on the boards. I mean, they just go after things. They're banging bodies, Bob. Fort Cherry's going to have to be strong.
4.5 to play first half. To the hoop. Fouled, knocked down.
Again.
Riley Tardy. And that solid foul. Bianchini has to pick herself up off the floor again. First on Riley Tardy. Second of the quarter. Bianchini at the foul line to shoot two. For Cherry, 2 of 6 in the early going, leading by 4, 20-16. First one good.
Entering the game for Fort Cherry, number 14.
Bianchini with 4. Brooke Cornelli will check in, and Kaylee Weinbrenner will sit. First tour of duty for Brooke Cornelli, the 5'10 sophomore. Bianchini misses the second. Tardy, guilty of the foul, gets the rebound. Long pass ahead to Miller Ivanich. She'll feed it back. Hollins, guarded by Menzies. Cochran, cross court, all alone. Miller Ivanich, in and out. Got her own rebound. Feeds out of a double team. Give it to Hollins. Left side to Cochran. Walk it into the lane. Floater good.
Yeah, it's a nice move by Cochran. A quick move, too, Bob.
DeShea Cochran's second field goal. Rangers get the ball inside to Staub, and 4 Bears there to rebound the miss. Fort Cherry up 21-18. Pass across intended for Hollins. Hassled, and a travel violation is called. Fort Cherry will take it back.
Had it not been a travel, they had a layup. So Fort Cherry dodges a bullet.
3:45 to play. Second quarter. Fort Cherry 21. Winchester Thurston 18. Cornelli. Bianchini, Staub, back to Bianchini, and now out to Cornelli. Her three-pointer, line drive, good.
How about that? Right off the bench, knocks down the tray.
Yeah, hit that line drive right to the gap.
It sure did. Yeah, it didn't have a lot. Oh, there's a steal.
Cornelli, with the steal of a pass, goes in on the left side and scores.
Uses her left hand.
Timeout, Winchester Thurston, Rangers, on a bit of a run, 5 straight points. 26-18 Fort Cherry, 3:13 to play. Second quarter, timeout Bears. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FNB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FNB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fnb-online.com.
3:13 to play, first half. Each team has 3 timeouts left. Fort Cherry has an 8-point lead on the Winchester Thurston Bears.
Well, thanks to Brooke Cornelli, who came into game, and she has scored 5 quick points. Hit a 3 and hit a deuce.
And offhand, difficult to lay in on this near side. Kaufman feeds to the corner. Miller Ivanich shot is short. Rebound grabbed by Staub. Rangers want to run. Crossover. Got by Cochran. Take it to the paint. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebound tipped around. Blickendorfer can't grab it. Cochran will bring it up the floor. Has to stop. Just got rid of it. Ball to the far side. Miller Ivanich. Cohen Pirani on the floor as well. Another floater won't go for Hollins. Rebound tip. She gets it. Miller Ivanich throws it to nobody, and Cochran ends up with it. Foul going to be called on the floor. Looks like Cornelli may have stuck a knee in, and she's going to get called for that foul. Second foul of the quarter. First of the game on Brooke Cornelli. That's exactly what she did, try to impede progress by sticking a knee out. Lob up on top. Cochran's three, partially blocked. Kemp trying to get it. Kemp gets knocked down. Loose ball grab, Miller Ivanich, and it's going to be Bears' ball at the baseline. Kemp's like, hey.
What happened there? Where's my foul?
I got knocked down.
She did. Like I said, a lot of contact, Bob. They're a physical basketball team.
Inbound goes up top. Left side, Cochran shot from there a moment ago. Doesn't this time. 2 bounce pass gets through to Hollins. Back out to Cochran. Drive. Free throw line jumper. Well short. Reaches over the back to get the rebound and is going to pick up the foul. That is the second on Deshae Cochran. Third in the quarter on Winchester Thurston. 2:16 to play, second quarter. Fort Cherry 26, Winchester Thurston 18. Bianchini and Staub work it patiently out of the backcourt. Staub on the right wing, guarded by Cochran. Crossover, can't get through. Hand off to Kemp, into the corner. Cut off by Miller Ivanich. And now a reach-in foul going to be called, a hand check actually. Four fouls on Winchester Thurston. And this one is on John and Miller Ivanich. Baseline throw in. Kemp lobs it to Staub outside the high post. Little runner won't go. Partially blocked. That's why it wouldn't go. Out of bounds. Last touch by Winchester Thurston.
Staub had a nice move, but the defender stayed right with her throughout the move and was able to block the shot.
Kemp to feed it in. It'll be Cornelli. Give it off to Bianchini up top to Staub, pump fake. Now to Kemp for three, too strong. Near side, Hollins battling for the loose ball. Took it away from two would-be Ranger rebounders. And Kaufman lob it ahead to nobody. Picked off by Blickendurfer. Off to Kemp. 1:35 to play, second quarter. Cornelli, Staub, three-pointer. Off the back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. Here we go again. This time it's Blickendurfer and Kaufman. And the tie-up belongs to Winchester Thurston.
Blickendurfer did a really nice job on the boards, but got tied up when she brought the ball down, Bob. You teach players, keep that ball up, keep it tight to the chest.
Bears get it inbounds. Cochran and Hollins back and forth. Cross the timeline now. Miller Ivanich, Hollins, far side to Cochran. Looks inside. Pass back across the court. Line drive shot won't go. Battle for the rebound. Cohen Pirani involved over there, but ball knocked loose by Kemp. Loose ball, and Kemp's going to dribble out. Enough of this. Ahead to Staub, has help ahead. Stops at the top of the key, barely. Cornelli, line drive three won't go. Rebound tipped up the lane. Kemp has it, feed it out. Staub, three-pointer, good.
Wow. They're getting this lead because of their three-point shooting. They've knocked quite a few down already.
Rangers have not had multiple looks on trips, but that time they got a couple looks at it and got the three out of it, and now an over and back call with 46 seconds to play, second quarter. Fort Cherry's open up an 11-point lead. The Rangers have scored eight straight points now. Cornelli forces a pass, is tipped, ball knocked loose and controlled by Miller Ivanich.
Not a good decision by Cornelli that time.
Cochran fumbles it. Staub tried to take it away and going to be ruled last touch by Cochran.
Well, they gave it right back. 30 seconds, plenty of time. If Fort Cherry were smart, they would limit to one shot here.
Leading by 11. Ball to Kemp, far side Cornelli. Catch and start toward the lane. Throws up a prayer, really forced a shot up there without a good look. Kaufman able to get it to Hollins. Hollins looks ahead. Cochran, side of the lane, ball to Cohen Pirani. She gets tied up. Going to be a foul call on Fort Cherry. Third foul on the Rangers, a foul on the floor. This one on Katie Blickendurfer, her first. 6.5 seconds, just can't give up anything in the lane here.
Yeah, force them out onto the perimeter. Don't give a layup.
Hollins catches, misses the runner, gets the rebound, misses another jumper. And Fort Cherry going to rebound and run out the clock. At the half, Fort Cherry 29, Winchester Thurston 18. Rangers outscore the Bears 15-6 in that second quarter. We'll recap the first half for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Coming up in a little bit, the Fort Cherry girls-boys doubleheader in the playoffs will continue. We've got the 2A boys semifinals coming up. This is the 2A girls' 7th-8th matchup. The semifinals coming up with a spot at the Peterson Event Center Saturday afternoon in the championship Fort Cherry and Aliquippa. Little tidbit on that game. Ready? The WPIL reigning 4A football champion will play the reigning WPIL 1A football champion in the WPIL 2A basketball semifinals.
Well, and that's correct. They're playing with a round ball tonight, so it'll be very interesting. First half, Bob, how about Fort Cherry coming out of the box and making threes? They've made 6 to my calculations already. And I said Rainey Staub had to get off to a better start. She's got a dozen, and she's got them all from the three-point line.
29-18 Fort Cherry, and the Rangers have hit just 3 of 8 at the foul line.
Well, but they've gotten to the foul line. And if you look on the other side, Winchester Thurston does not have a foul shot. I am amazed in these playoffs how many teams do not get to the foul line. I mean, that style of play, Bob, and as physical and aggressive as they have played, you would have thought they would have shot 8 to 10 free throws.
They've shot none.
None. Hard to believe.
Take a peek at this. Go to the 2A girls state bracket and just give you a little idea of what's at stake here. You know, this is the 7-8 game. I don't think either team has any delusions of grandeur.
No.
They are not state champions, but they are going to enter the state playoffs. Let's deal first of all with the winner and the teams that are ahead of them. The winner will travel to District 10, which is the Grove City, Erie area, Sharon, Farrell, Grove City, and North. Grove City, Meadville, that area. That's District 10. They'll play the District 10 champion. If successful, they'll play either the WPIO third place finisher and... That third-place finisher is either going to be Southside or Aliquippa.
That's interesting because the Southside was the team that eliminated them.
Or the District 6 runner-up. District 6, of course, is Altoona, Johnstown, that area. If they survive that, here are the four teams that would provide the next team. District 9 champion. District 6 third-place finisher, WPIL runner-up, or WPIL sixth-place finisher. Okay.
Now, if you can remember
now,
all that.
Now, let's deal with the loser.
Oh, no, let's not.
First up, District 6 champion. Get by that. You have either the District 2 runner-up. District 2 is like Scranton area. Scranton.
That's a long haul.
On a Tuesday night.
Oh,
Or the District 3 champion, and that's Harrisburg. If you survive that, here we go. District 4 runner-up, which is Williamsport, Jersey Shore, that's that area. District 11.
Jersey Shore.
Either the second or third place team out of District 11, which is Nazareth and that area, or... the District 12 champion, which is Philadelphia. That's on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, how would you like to travel to Philadelphia to play a high school playoff game?
That, my friends, is what's at stake in this game.
Well, we got to hope that Fort Cherry keeps up this pace and tempo. I'm pleased with how they're playing. And I didn't know how they would respond after their last loss. They got beat soundly. But they've come out here with a purpose tonight. And, you know, they've knocked down some open shots, and that's the name of basketball nowadays. If you can make your threes and the other team doesn't, you have a really good chance to win basketball games. The game is different now, and the three-point line is a very integral part of the game.
recap the scoring for you and check individual numbers when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Before I run these individual numbers, Tom, field goals. Fort Cherry has 10, Winchester Thurston has 9.
What's the difference? Free throws? Only 3.
6 three-pointers versus none.
Exactly, and it's huge. And if they continue to make threes, I think they can pull away from this team. But again, you've got to take open shots. That happens if you have good ball movement and player movement. And on a few of these possessions, they were able to do that. That ball went side to side, wide open, knocked them down.
12 points for Rainey Staub. 2 trays in the first, 2 trays in the second. And then check out this balance. Brooke Cornelli has 5, all in the second period. Bella Bianchini has 4 points in the game. 3 for Katie Blickendurfer, 3 for Olivia Kemp, and 2 for Kaylee Weinbrenner. 6 different players on the score sheet at the half. On the other side, it's only 4. Jasmine Hollins has 8 points, and all of those from inside the paint. 3 straight runners that she hit. Deshae Cochran and Alexis Bansa with 4 apiece, and Aaliyah Cooper has 2. And Aaliyah Cooper has 3 fouls. Cochran and Bansa have 2 apiece, the only players in the game with more than 1 foul.
And it's pretty apparent that Winchester Thurston cannot afford to lose players. They are not a very deep team, whereas Fort Cherry has a couple players they can run in and out, and they're really not in any foul trouble, Bob. They've got a five players, I believe, with 1 foul apiece. So they're in excellent shape as far as the foul situation.
Yeah. Winchester Thurston has gone 7 deep. Off the bench, we've seen Jessica Kaufman and Riley Tardy, and Tardy has made her presence felt.
She has.
Literally.
Physical presence felt. And I am quite sure that, Bella is going to get the ice pack after the game. She has hit the floor hard on several occasions. But she plays hard, and I like that.
29-18 for Cherry with an 11-point lead at the break. Again, 6 threes to none through the first half of the game. Fort Cherry will have the ball to start the third quarter as well. Now Fort Cherry's only gone 7 deep, by the way, and 6 of them have scored.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity for them on this inbounds if they can get another basket to stretch the lead. The opening third quarter is so important for the team that has the ball because you can establish yourself in the start of the half here. So let's see how the Rangers do, how they handle this possession.
For Cherry ball, Rangers will go left to right in this second half of the game. Referee Shatea White hands the ball to Kemp, and we're underway. Bianchini to the free throw lane, wraparound pass. Tough job there by Staub. And fighting the ball out of it, and the travel going to be called against Alexis Bansa. She was on her knee when she got possession and then stood up.
And that is a foul. You cannot stand up.
It's a violation.
Yeah, excuse me.
Inbound goes up top to Menzies. Now to Staub on the left wing. Kaufman with a hand in her face. Tough pass in. Back out from Bianchini to Kemp. Dribbles it. Lob it from the high post. Bianchini for 3 off the rim. That won't go. And a rebound grabbed by Banson. Almost walked again. Long pass ahead. Kaufman Back out to Cochran. Cut off. Foul going to be called on Blickendurfer. Two shots coming for Cochran. Blickendurfer's first foul. I'm sorry, her second foul. Team's first. That's really what I meant to say. First foul shots of the game for Winchester. Thurston, no good. DeShay Cochran at the line has a couple of twos in the game. If you're Winchester Thurston, opportunities without the clock running, you got to try to convert. Second shot, no good. And Blickendurfer rebounds the miss. Staub will push the issue. Deal it off right wing. Bianchini across. Kemp, two-pointer. Off the iron, the window, and the iron again, no good. Rebound again grabbed by Alexis Bansa. Cochran looks at, takes a long three. It's well short. Rebound grabbed inside. Miller of Onich out for a three ball. It's good. Inside and out for Jasmine Hollins. First points in 5 minutes for Winchester Thurston. Dribble ball lost by Staub. Saved by the Rangers. Staub gets it back. Feed it across. Tough interior pass. Bianchini is fouled and will shoot. Excuse me, foul on Blickendurfer.
Well, she did the right thing. You know, she got the pass and took it right up quickly and was able to draw that foul.
Foul is on Bansa, her third, team's first. Blickendurfer has hit just one of four foul shots in the game. Is right back at the line. First one good.
She looked pretty good on that one, Bob.
Blickendurfer with 4 points on the night. 2 of 5 at the stripe. And now Bansa will sit with her third foul. Martise Williams on the floor for the first time. Blickendurfer gets both to go. Finding that range.
Oh, and that's big. Making she's three
hit,
throws.
I think she's hit three of her last four now. Ball quickly ahead. Miller Vonich out to Hollins. Another three. It's an air ball out of bounds.
You know, sometimes players catch that ball. They're a little bit further than they'd like to be. They shoot that three, and they don't have enough oomph on it.
Bianchini, ball lost, but got it back. Menzies makes a nice dribble, puts a floater up. It's well short. Rebound Kemp, and she is fouled. Miller Ivanich, I believe, going to be tagged.
Weak side rebounder, Olivia Kemp.
Jonna Miller Ivanich called for her second foul. Olivia Kemp goes to the free throw line. 1 for 2 earlier in the game. Fort Cherry up 31-21. First shot good.
How about this? Three in a row for the Rangers from the line, starting to make their foul shots, Bob.
That's 5 of 6 as well.
And that's important. Yeah, that's one way you can expand your lead.
Miller Ivanich will sit. Kemp's second effort at the stripe, also good. 33-21. The lead is 12. Kemp with 5 points. Hollins get the ball ahead. Aaliyah Cooper underneath Cochran. Put back won't go for Martise Williams. The ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Katie Blickendurfer.
Good job on the recovery there to prevent that shot. Wide open player underneath for Winchester Thurston, Bob.
Kaufman will key the inbound. Goes clear up top to Cooper. Has to pull up side of the lane. Her floater won't go. Martise Williams tipped the rebound. Olivia Kemp saved it out of bounds and stayed alive by getting the ball out of her hand. Dribble handoff. Staub tried to force her way through a double team. Bad decision. Stolen by Cooper. And Cooper is hit from in front and behind. And I think Staub's going to get this foul.
Yeah, I think so. She was mangled. Yes.
Rainey Staub picks up her first, Rangers second of the quarter, and two foul shots for Aaliyah Cooper. Staub multiplied the dribbling error by committing a foul.
Well, she tried to split a double team. There was just nowhere to go. Bad decision.
First shot, no good. Three straight misses for the Bears to begin the third quarter. 5:47 to play in this third period. 33-21, Fort Cherry by a dozen. Shot goes in and out. Cochran rebounds, tried to go back up, and she is held. Three early fouls on Fort Cherry. This one on Olivia Kemp, her second. And two foul shots coming for Deshae Cochran, who missed a couple early in the quarter. First one off the back of the rim, no good.
They are 0 for 5, Bob. Not good from the line.
Well, Fort Cherry started the game 1 for 5.
Yes, that's not a whole lot better.
Cochran finds the measure. Deshae Cochran with 5 points on the night, 33-22. Ball to Kemp, takes it inside to Blickendurfer, give it off to Bianchini. She will back away, backs up to the midcourt logo. Dribble, handoff, stop, down the lane. Ball hacked out of her hands and out of bounds. Good reach in there cleanly by Martise Williams.
Yeah, and she knew she had a point-blank look. She shoved her fist in a little frustration there.
Bianchini catches the inbound, misses the shot. The rebound comes up the lane. Cochran takes a feed ahead. Menzies tries to force her wide and does. Kemp rebounds the miss. Stop behind everybody. Back cherry picking. Underneath scores it.
Boy, she almost got herself too far under the basket, Bob.
That's a Mario Lemieux cherry pick right there.
Well, that was a good cherry pick. That's 2 points for the Rangers.
Travel call. 5 minutes to play in the third. 35-22. The margin is 13. My math tells me largest lead of the night for the Rangers. 6-4 start to the quarter. Kemp, two-pointer off the back of the rim, the top of the glass. Dave Japp says that's out of bounds. It's not. The top of the backboard is not out of bounds.
It did not hit the structure.
It didn't go over.
No.
It didn't go over the backboard, which would have been out of bounds.
That ball's in play.
That's the way it looked here, but he may have seen it as going over, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, Dave's a good official, too. You know, I've seen him ref. Uh-oh.
We got Cooper going to get the bouncer to go and a foul shot.
Yeah, she got the kind bounce on that.
Foul shot coming. Kemp will get her third. And four on Fort Cherry, 3 minutes and 20 seconds into this period. Foul shot well short. Rebound came up the lane. Bianchini battling with Williams, and it's going to be Williams called for a foul.
And guess who hit the ground? give you one guess. Bella Bianchini again. Boom.
And now full court pressure. Staub will take the inbound. Man to man. Pass thrown away, but Kemp comes and saves it. Has help feed it. A cross shot. Too strong, won't go. Missed there by Blickendurfer. And now Menzies with a steal. She is fouled by Williams.
I give them credit. I mean, they're going to the basket hard. Missed a couple easy ones, but didn't give up and got the steal.
I'll be interested to watch Ava Menzies' free throw routine, because she is typically a catch the ball and shoot in a split second. Look at that, three dribbles.
I mean, she's got good form, good rotation. I mean, she just missed the shot, but I like her rotation. I like her form. But she does shoot quickly, Bob.
Bansa checks back in. Williams will sit with her second foul. Menzies back at the line. Second effort is perfect.
Yeah, good looking shot.
4-23, third period running rather slowly. A lot of foul shots already. Bears pass it out. Hollins top of the key, near side to Kaufman. Nice ball fake to Hollins to the free throw line. Cut off. Kaufman takes it through the paint. Cochran launches a shot short, rebound in the corner. Lob down low. Battle for the loose ball. Wrestling match says Winchester Thurston ball. Staub getting right there on the floor. There was a lot of wrestling happening here Friday and Saturday. Tonight it's baskets.
Well, it's a carryover.
Halfway through the third quarter, 36-24, the Fort by a dozen. Inbound to Cochran, to Hollins in the corner, dribbles to about 12 feet, hits it.
She's got a nice little shot in and around the basket, Bob. Soft touch by Jasmine Hollins.
Hollins with 13 points, keeping the Bears in this game.
She certainly is.
Staub feed to Bianchini to the baseline, and we're going to get a blocking foul called. And, boy, look at this. Alexis Bansa picks up. It's going to be her fourth. And that's two shots coming for Bianchini. being Keeney, 1-for-2 at the line in the game. First shot is short.
On the line is Bella Biancini.
Weinbrenner checks in. Blickendorfer goes out. Banza will sit for Winchester Thurston. Riley Tardy checks in. Biancini, second effort at the stripe. Good, 1 out of 2. And now a steal. Ball goes to Staub. Three-pointer near wing won't go. Rebound grabbed and cleared nicely there by Cochran. Hollins will bring it up the floor. Biancini trying to turn her around. Does. Cochran catch and shoot a three. Good.
Boy, she looked good on that.
8 points for Deshae Cochran. The lead trimmed to 8. Biancini trying to drive. Cochran chests her up and the ball knocked out of bounds by Cochran.
You know, you see, Bob, the value of the three-point shot. Down here, Rainey Staub misses hers, but at this end, Cochran knocks it in.
Brooke Cornally checks in. Kemp with the ball through the paint. Kick it out. Cornally's three-pointer rattles around, hit the iron like 4 times. Rebound, Staub, and she is hammered and will go to the line.
I'll tell you what, Cornally, every shot she has taken has been right on the rim. And she fresh into the game. She had been sitting for half of the quarter.
Deshae Cochran called for the foul, her third.
Staub good on the first.
And I said, I marked Cornally. We're going to Staub. My apologies. Staub's first free throw good. Second one not so. Kaufman rebounds the miss. Cochran.
Oh.
A blocking foul called at the low block as just a hair of a drift by Weinbrenner. Going to get her called for the foul instead. 5 fouls on Fort Cherry in the quarter. Second in the game on Weinbrenner.
If she'd have just stayed stationary, Bob, she'd have picked up the charge.
Cochran's free throw good.
Second free throw make of the night for the Bears.
2 of 8. Chance number 9 also goes. 2:58 to play, third quarter. I have 38-31. The lead is trimmed to 7. Deshae Cochran with 10. The ball knocked out of bounds near sideline by Aaliyah Cooper.
Yeah, got to be careful with those long passes. This team is very quick. Fort Cherry has been a little sloppy the last few possessions.
Biancini back to Staub. The other thing I think that's happening, Tom, is the physicality starting to wear on the Rangers.
Yeah, it really has been a physical game.
Kaufman shoves Cornally to the baseline. Shot put up on a miss. Weinbrenner put it back up and then a held ball. Good job there by Weinbrenner to step right into the tie-up.
Yeah, she missed that little open shot, but she got right back into play. Credit to her for her hustle.
Seventh possession arrow throw in because of a held ball. Staub, three-pointer off the front of the rim in the glass. Rebound grabbed inside and now a rebounding foul. And we're going to walk to the other end and shoot.
And I'm not sure who that one is on.
It's going to be on Biancini. Tardy will go to the line to shoot two. Tell you what, we had 8 foul shots in the first half. Upcoming numbers 20 and 21 combined in this second half.
Yeah, this will be 9 and 10.
I have 10 and 11.
Oh, you have 10. And I have 9 and 10, but I could be off one.
Foul shot banks home by Riley Tardy, her first point. And don't look now, but the Bears are back to within 6.
They're back in it, that's for sure.
4 minutes ago was a 12-point lead. Shot doesn't hit the iron. That one way wide right. Buffalo Bills won't want to hear that.
Oh, don't say that. Of course, I'm not a Buffalo fan anyway. You can say it.
Staub inbounds and Biancini feed it across to Kemp. Got by Hollins. Kemp pass across the paint. Ball battled for. And timeout for Cherry. I'm not sure how they got a timeout. Didn't have the ball. But the Rangers get the timeout. 2:17 to play. Third quarter. Fort Cherry 38. Winchester Thurston 32. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no-obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. 412-569-4000.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
2:17 to play in the third quarter that has seen a whole bunch of free throws. Not many of them have gone in for Winchester Thurston. I have 3 of 11 for the Bears in the game. For Cherry, got a timeout. Maybe they shouldn't have. Olivia Kemp to key it in. Lob it into the paint. Staub, catch and score.
Boy, I tell you what, that was an impressive catch and finish by Rainey Staub. 17 for the game.
Margin back to 8, 40-32. Cochran dribbles out of a double team. Ball to Holland's three-pointer is wide right. Rebound comes right down into the lap of Rainey Staub. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Bianchini out to Staub, around to Kemp. Got around the defender, into the paint. Bianchini launches a three. That goes off both rims, near and far. And a rebound grabbed inside, and timeout for Winchester Thurston. We'll keep it here. 1:44 to play in the third. Each team now with 2 timeouts remaining, and they're going to take a full timeout. But, again, we'll keep it here.
And I'd like to see sometimes when Fort Cherry gets that quick rebound, they try to run it up the floor. But when there isn't anything that presents itself, Bob, they need to just bring the ball back out. Don't force it. Work their offense. I like their offense. When they move the basketball, they get quality shots. And when they move it too quickly, they seem to have a propensity to turn the basketball over. And they've got quite a few of them here this evening. So do a little better job with awareness of when to go and when not to go. But I like their fight tonight. I mean, they've played extremely hard, and they're trying to match the physicality that Winchester Thurston, but because they are a very physical team.
We have 1:44 to play. Third quarter, Fort Cherry 40, Winchester Thurston 32. It is the Bears basketball.
Fort Cherry has changed to a 1-2-2 zone, and they put Brooke Cornally out front, a tall player, and she got her hands on it.
Off the near sideline, dribbled out of bounds. Staub lost it.
Yeah, she didn't have to either. There's, again, one of those things, quick decisions. Should you force it? Should you slow it down?
Fort Cherry led by 11 at the break, led by 13 about a minute and 30 seconds in. Travel call. Falling down was Riley Tardy, though. She got called actually before she fell, but moved her set foot. Inbound. Boy, Bianchini catches that, weaves through traffic, get it up the floor, ahead to Cornally, basket and a foul to go with it.
How about that? Brooke Cornally, she comes in the game and just does positive things. Great finish by Cornally.
Riley Tardy picks up her second foul.
She just got in a game, Bob, Brooke Cornally. She gets a steal, she runs the floor, scores, and now she's at the foul line.
Free throw, Cornally also good. 43-32. The lead is 11. Bears get it into the paint. Pass too tall for Tardy. Picked off. Long pass for Bianchini. Cochran swats that shot out of bounds.
Yeah, she tried to get it back over to the left hand coming down that left side. She might have done well just to scoop it with her right hand, Bob. Could have gotten the shot off.
Kemp got to get it out of her hands and does. Bianchini right back to Kemp. Two-pointer from the corner. Toes on the line. Won't go. Rebound Miller Ivanich. And they'll work it ahead eventually to Hollins. Hollins That runner in the paint.
That's amazing. She can make that shot. She's had a great game here this evening. Excuse me.
Feed ahead. Cornelli catch. Battles for it. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Tardy.
And Jasmine Hollins, only a freshman. She'll be around for a few years.
Two-pointer for Staub. That won't go. And Tardy with a rebound and then an elbow. Steal the other end. Rainey Staub took it away. Saw that pass coming from a long way. Behind the back, crossover, near side. Cornelli for three, good.
How about Cornelli? She's the unsung hero here this evening.
Got 11 for Cornelli.
Off the bench. Boy, that's nice production.
Ball to the far corner. Ivanich gets the ball to Cochran. Back to the corner. Good job to Miller Ivanich. And now Hollins for three. A foul called Cornelli.
Yeah, don't foul the three-point shooter. Don't want to do that. Just get your hand high. Do not foul or impede her.
Three shots coming. Hollins' first trip to the foul line. For Cherry by 12 with 6.5 seconds to play. Hollins misses the first. Second one in flight. That's also off the mark.
She has a high arcing shot. It's tough now. You know, she's a little nervous because she's missed two. You don't want to go 0 for three here, Bob.
And Hollins gets one of three, 16 points in the game. 46-35, final seconds of the quarter. Passes behind Blickenderfer, puts it up on almost got that, I better throw it up there, shot to go. Fort Cherry 46, Winchester Thurston 35. Fourth quarter on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We go to the fourth quarter with Fort Cherry plus 11. Ball belongs to Winchester Thurston.
I'm not sure they were aware that they had the ball. Got to play solid defense to protect that lead and be smart on the offensive end.
Fourth quarter underway. Fort Cherry plus 11. Bears hoping to make a run. Hollins has been the reason they're in the game. She has 16 in the contest. Dribbles, penetrates. That runner in the paint won't go. Rebound inside for Bansa won't go. Loose ball grab put back by Aaliyah Cooper. That won't go. And now Bansa battling for a rebound, tie up Fort Cherry ball.
Yeah, and they missed a couple of point-blank shots, Bob. They got to cut into that lead right away, but great hustle by the Rangers that time.
Kemp, deal it ahead. B and Keeney for three won't go. Rebound, the low block, ball knocked loose. Battle for it, Cornelli is shoved to the floor. That's Cochran picking up her fourth. First foul with a quarter. Ball not attacking the basket. Inbound up top to Rainey Staub. Plants the right foot. Just keeps those toes from moving. Far side, Cornelius' three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Kemp. Trying to get it out of traffic. Feed it up top. It's Staub, three-pointer, short off the glass and drops in.
Well, I was just getting ready to say, are they going to be more deliberate? And she fired a three.
Nice dribble penetration floater at the baselines. An air ball out of the hands of Cooper. Staub catches that air ball. The Rangers bring it up the floor. Up by 14. Kemp's long three won't go. Bianchini gets the rebound. Now Clarence Edwards saying, let's hold on here. Down the lane, Kemp is knocked down again.
Oh, I thought you got fouled on that one, Bob, for
Loose
sure.
Ball grabbed by Cochran. She'll take it coast to coast, and she is fouled.
I believe that's Staub.
Staub's second, team's first of the quarter. And Cochran at the line. She has hit just 3 of 6, though that percentage is much better than the team as a whole. 4 of 14 in the third quarter. Cochran hits the first. 49-36. 6.5 to play. Second shot's an air ball. That's the second free throw tonight by Winchester Thurston.
Yeah,
that has hit nothing.
If you don't hit the rim, here's numbers advantage for the Rangers.
Cornelius missed a lay-in. Had to change it maybe just a hair because Bansa was there, and Bansa does a nice job to rebound the miss. Hollins takes it into the paint. Ball stripped by Kemp. Kemp feed it ahead, and the Rangers going to slow this down a little bit.
Yeah, nice move by Staub to bring the ball out and say, okay, let's run a little offense here. Take some time off the clock.
For Cherry boys team in the house, the Aliquippa boys team here as well. That tip-off scheduled for 8 o'clock. To the lane goes Rainey Staub for the lay-in.
I have her for 22, but a great pass by Brooke Canale on the back cut.
51-36 Rangers. Three ball from the far corner. Jonna Miller Ivanich with her first bucket of the game. Cuts it to 12. Cornelius backs it out.
She thought about it. She was going to fire it up.
Nice feed. Kemp finds the cutter. It's a bucket for Bella Bianchini.
Yeah, great play. That's two back cuts in a row.
Timeout, Winchester Thurston. Fort Cherry 53, Winchester Thurston 39. 5:14 to play in the fourth. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. 412-569-4000.
5:14 to play, fourth quarter. Winchester Thurston's fourth timeout leaves them with one. Bears with the ball, Fort Cherry with the 14-point lead. Cooper, long pass to Miller Ivanich. Inside, get it to Banza. Can't dribble, turnaround, shot won't go. Rebound, put back up and good for Aaliyah Cooper.
Yeah, she was right on the spot. She crashed the boards and was able to finish.
Olivia Kemp up the floor. Miller Ivanich out on her. Bring it to Bianchini. Gets a screen. Kick it to the corner. Cornelius thought about another three. Doesn't take it. Rangers try to use some clock. This is definitely not a stall move. Not just sitting on it here. But looking for that great play. Here it is. Cut to the lane. Staub basket and a foul.
Well, I tell you what. They did a great job setting that up, and they ran it to Staub's side, and she made the fake in the back cut, finishing, and she'll go get a free throw, too. 24 points tonight so far, Bob.
Fourth foul of the game on Aaliyah Cooper. Staub misses the free throw, and rebound tracked down by Blickendurfer. Able to get it out to Staub. Cross-court pass. Kemp, don't shoot there. She was about 24 feet out.
I thought she was going to pull the trigger. She'd have driven the coach crazy.
4:15 to play, fourth quarter, 55-41. Here we go. Work the ball around. Find that free cutter. Crossover. Bianchini to the corner to Cornelli, and now out to Staub. Screen set by Blickendurfer. Staub deals it over. Thought Blickendurfer was cutting down the lane, and that didn't happen. Pick and roll, only got the pick, not the roll. Kaufman with the ball. Under four to play in the game. Kaufman lost the handle. Ball went to Cooper. Now a steal from Kaufman. Cornelli brings it up. Walks high, hard off the glass. And good job by Aaliyah Cooper to battle back and get the rebound. Long pass ahead. Two on nobody. Ball tipped by Blickendurfer. He gets through anyway. And Bansa with the bucket. Her first point since the first quarter. 55-43. 3.5 to play. Cornelli on the near wing. Put it on the deck once. Around to Bianchini to Kemp and now to Staub. Cochran will come out and guard her. Blickendurfer sets a pick. Rolls off that. Underneath. Back cut. Cornelli catch. Shoot score.
How about that? Puts it above her head. Knocks it down.
For Cornelli with 13 off the bench.
That's been such a huge part of this game.
And debris on the floor.
Oh, I didn't throw it.
Hope that wasn't from our sign that fell down early.
I don't think so.
Looked like white tape. .305 remaining in the fourth. Winner is seventh. Loser is eighth. Both going to the state playoffs. Little runner in the paint. Good once again, Jasmine Hollins.
Tell you what, she's got a nice soft touch, Bob.
Rangers get it across the timeline. Cornelli looked entry, got her feet off the ground, turn it over.
Yeah, just bring it back out. Don't need the points. Take it back out. Use a little more clock. You're up a dozen points. You don't need to score.
2:40 to play. Fourth quarter. Travel right back. Cooper on the dribble. Got the dribbling stop before the feet.
Lots of turnovers.
Pass comes across to Bianchini. It's across the timeline. The Rangers will set up, reach in, and a steal. Cooper, and now the ball kicked. Apparently kicked by the Rangers. Did not see that.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't see the play, so my apologies. I can't answer whether who kicked the ball. 2:28 to play in the game. 57-45, Fort Cherry by a dozen. Tough shot. Baseline rolls off the rim. Bansa keeps it alive. Ball knocked loose. Bansa goes to the floor. Tie up.
And I'm not sure Olivia Kemp ever had her hands on the ball, but they called the jump ball.
2:16 remaining. Ball belongs to Winchester Thurston on the throw-in.
How important has Kemp been this evening, Bob? And she almost didn't play with that injury.
Hollins takes it into the paint. Misses the shot. Rebound tip goes right to her. She gets tied up. Held ball. Possession arrow for Cherry. Katie Blickendurfer reaching in to tie Hollins up.
Well, the Rangers have scrapped. They have matched physicality. They've done a great job of doing that, and it's helped them.
Nice screen to get Bianchini open for the inbound. And now Miller Ivanich came out, was going to hassle her, so the ball goes to Rainey Staub. She and Kemp on the mix. And a foul called, and that's going to be it for Aaliyah Cooper, number five.
Winchester Thurston foul, number 21, Aaliyah Cooper. Cooper has fouled out with her.
We've only seen eight players get in the game so far for Winchester Thurston, but here comes number nine. Cooper going to go out. And this is going to be Lily Kwasinski. Poor Cherry ball after that foul. Just three fouls on Winchester Thurston. Dangerous inbound play. Bianchini makes it work, took it down the lane and circle it back out. Kwasinski was there ready to cut her off if she went to the basket.
You know, Fort Cherry has some adequate ball handlers, Bob. The kids do a really good job.
Bianchini picks up the dribble, and now a foul on Miller of Onich, her third, team's fourth. 1:37 remaining in the game.
Yeah, don't need to shoot. They're going to take a little time off. Get another one of those back cut layups. That'd be great.
There you go. Inbound into the backcourt. Don't get trapped by that line by catching it in front side. Now the ball knocked out of bounds. Active hands there by Lily Kwasinski.
She just entered the game.
And the ball this time, they tried to pass it right at the midcourt line, and Bianchini had to go get it. Kwasinski, now a hand check foul going to be called on her, and that'll put Bianchini to the free throw line to shoot two. 1:25 remaining. Fort Cherry plus 12, 57-45.
Well, and I think Fort Cherry did a nice job answering some questions about themselves here this evening. You know, certainly played so much better than they had, and it's good to see.
Bianchini, nice shooter's touch.
Oh, that was. Got all of the rim. She's played a nice game tonight. She's been all over the place, all over the floor, as we've indicated, but done some great ball handling and passing.
Cochran rebounds the miss of the second Bianchini foul shot. Cochran gets it ahead, takes it to the high post, pulls the jumper up short. Bianchini rebounds and got away with a walk there after getting the board. Staub will bring it up the floor. Trapped, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Jasmine Hollins. That's her first foul of the game.
Hard to believe.
Oh,
Zach.
Check that. Check that. They're going to actually put it on Kwasinski.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the other one. So that's two on Kwasinski.
Staub at the line to shoot a couple. I have her one of three in the game.
She
makes
that
the first.
One. 25 tonight on the game. I said she had to be involved, and she certainly has been.
Hit both. The Rangers at the 60 mark.
That's a good offensive output tonight.
Side of the lane. Ball goes to Bansa. Shot blocked with a minute to play.
That's Cornally.
Cornally says, I didn't really do anything, but brought her hands down from vertical.
How about the effort and the production of Cornally off the bench, Bob? She's been significant here in the second half.
When Winchester Thurston going to look back at the first and third quarters for Alexis Bansa, two fouls in each of those, and she ended up on the bench for much of the game. When she was on the floor, was a problem in the lane.
She was.
And now possession arrow on the rebound of the miss by Bansa. She came down in to get involved in that tie-up. And ball belongs to Winchester Thurston. I'm out of counts now on how many tie-ups that has been. Ball
a lot.
Into the corner. Hollins' pass is tipped away by Cornally. Goes back to Hollins. Tried to feed it to Cochran, and Kemp stole it. 45 seconds to play in the game, and, boy, Kwasinski's getting her money's worth.
Well, I think she went in with the intention of fouling, but at this point, I think you can call off the fouls. 14-point lead, 43 seconds. This game is all in hand.
Olivia Kemp at the line. She's hit three of four foul shots tonight. First one softly off the iron, no good. Pre-game about 20 minutes away for the boys' semi. Kemp hits one of two on this journey to the stripe. And now 61-46. So we click under 40 seconds. Bansa catches at the low block. Feed it out. Cochran's three off the rim. Bansa. And now Miller of Onich battling for the rebound. And it's off the hands of Miller of Onich.
Yeah, Blickendorfer fending off two defenders on the rebound. Good job.
Kemp with 25 seconds. She and Staub will bring it across the timeline. No need to go anywhere here. The handoff to Kemp. Cochran trying to turn her around. Feed it into the corner. Cornally to the high post. Blickendorfer. And now Staub. Staub, Miller of Onich got a hand on the hip, but the play on's the call. Bianchini and Staub. The Rangers are going to run this out, and the Bears are going to walk away. Fort Cherry 61, Winchester Thurston 46. We'll get you a recap when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Chipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Get you a quick recap of this one. Fort Cherry scored the game's first points. Winchester Thurston took an 8-3 lead, putting up eight in a row. The Rangers responded nicely to lead 12-10 and then 14-12 at the end of one, and Fort Cherry never trailed again. Used a 7-point run late first, early second. Used a like an 8-point run to close the first half, opened the second half, hitting four straight foul shots, and most of the scoring in that third quarter was at the line. The Rangers put up 8 of 11 at the foul line in that third quarter and led 46-35 after three and rolled on to the 61-46 victory here tonight. Time to name our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Not a big surprise here. You said key to the game, get Rainey Staub involved early. She was, two threes in the first, two threes in the second, added 5 points in the third, and then closed with another nine in the fourth, 26 total, player of the game.
She played a great game, and she was involved early and often, knocking down threes, her ball handling and passing. I mean, they need that kind of production out of her if they're going to advance in the state tournament. But let's give some kudos to the other players, too, especially Brooke Cornally, who came into the game and added 13 points off the bench. But I really was impressed with all of the players from Fort Cherry. Olivia Kemp, some excellent ball handling. And how about Bella Bianchini, her hustle and aggressiveness? She'll need some ice packs this evening. But I was very impressed with the way they played tonight. Great bounce-back game for them.
So run down the rest of the scoring. Rainey Staub with the 26, Cornally with 13. I have 8 points for Bella Bianchini. Olivia Kemp with 6, Katie Blickendurfer 5, Kaylee Weinbrenner 2, Ava Menzies with 1. What's that, 7 different scores for Cherry, 15 of 26 unofficially at the foul line. On the other side, big game for Jasmine Hollins, the freshman. Nice ball handler, had a lot of runners in the paint. Finished with 18. Tashay Cochran had 11 for the Bears. I have 7 for Alexis Bansa. Two field goals in the first quarter, a field goal and a foul shot in the fourth, and sat most of the rest of the game with the foul trouble. 6 points for Aaliyah Cooper. Jonna Miller Ivanich with 3. Riley Tardy with 1. Winchester Thurston, 6 of 18 at the foul line, including 4 of 14 in the third quarter. Fort Cherry 14-12 advantage in the first, 15-16 in the second to lead 29-18 at the break. 17-all in the third, and the Rangers 15-11 fourth quarter to win it 61-46. Rangers 19-7, Winchester Thurston 11-15. Fort Cherry will go to the District 10 champion to open the playoffs next Friday night, and Winchester Thurston will travel to the District 6 champion to open the state playoffs. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Kramer's Greenhouse, Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, born in Fort Cherry and brewing in Burgettstown. By R.J. Diaz, your safe money guy in Bridgeville, Burgettstown, and Washington. By Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our Fort Cherry girls-boys playoff doubleheader continues in just a few minutes on the WJPA Sports Network. We'll switch over to 95.3 FM for the 2A boys semifinals. Top-seeded Aliquippa and number 4 Fort Cherry meet with a berth in Saturday afternoon's championship game on the line. We'll be on the air and online with NFHS Network Video 2 coming up at 7:45. Our thanks to coaches Clarence Edwards, Nika Williams, and Brandy Harris, to Zach Hayward and the entire crew here at Chartiers Valley. For our Washington studio producer, Jacob Knisner, floor director, Jason Tennant, Brandon Bennett, Noah Tennant on camera, and my partner, Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. Your final score, Fort Cherry 61, Winchester Thurston 46. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.